knows where, who knows where.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire, and thank you once again for joining me today. Now, we have had some very, very interesting things happen over the last couple of months, and one of them, for me personally, was the Pilgrimage for Life that travelled through both the North and South Island. Now, it was a pilgrimage, but there were only actually two pilgrims, and one was the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue, which travelled from Bluff through 25 parishes in the South Island, and it ended up in Wellington at St. Francis de Sales Parish, Island Bay. The other pilgrim was the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and she started at Cape Reinga and travelled through 35 parishes, making her way south, before met up with the Sacred Heart statue at Island Bay. And this was on the 18th of September. Now, the pilgrimage started on the 1st of September, and so for nearly 3 weeks, they tiki-toured from parish to parish and all the way to Wellington on the 18th, and that was the day before the submissions for the abortion legislation closed. So this pilgrimage was organised in response to the government's abortion legislation proposal. Now, in case you're not aware, the proposal is a woman can self-refer up until 20 weeks, so she doesn't need to see two doctors. And from 20 to 40 weeks, she only needs to speak to one person, and if it's deemed that in her well-being that abortion could be performed all the way up to 40 weeks. So a group of us decided, what on earth could we do in a very short space of time to demonstrate that we were very, very serious about pushing back on this horrendous proposal? Now, what on earth has happened to humanity that we think it's perfectly acceptable to have abortion up to 40 weeks? Now, there's a lot of postings on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen them. And there was a doctor very recently, in the Bay of Plenty, I think he was, and he said abortion is the most terrible, diabolical, whatever word he used, form of child abuse, and of course it is. So what has actually happened? Where has this come from? Because it's a bit like a tsunami which is travelling around the world. It was in New York and greatly celebrated there. A state in Australia recently passed it. As I said, what on earth has happened to humanity? But in fact, it's actually, would you believe, a directive from, well, not so much a directive, but it has come out of United Nations. So every so often, countries have their universal periodic review, and New Zealand in January had their third one. So this periodic review holds up our human rights as opposed to the United Nations Human Rights Council, and they're compared to international standards. So there was some concern, and New Zealand was encouraged to take abortion out of the Crimes Act, to make it a health issue, and to make it a human right. Does this all sound familiar? So it's later, that's exactly what our government has proposed: to take abortion out of the Crimes Act, to make it a health issue, and to make it a human right. It's very, very funny how that is exactly the same wording. So I thought we were a sovereign nation, but clearly maybe we're not. Safe, rare, and legal. Okay, so they're proposing rare, not so rare, a classroom of children every day in New Zealand. And safe, well, safe for who? It's certainly not safe for the baby. So at Family Life International, we believe that you can love them both, the mother and the baby. There are alternatives, and we certainly do not need to resort to abortion. Interestingly, even before the submissions closed on the 19th of September, the Select Committee were already hearing oral submissions. I know that Family First had half an hour on the 18th of September. So I think there's 25,000 submissions and about 3,000 people wanted to be heard, and they're only going to hear 150. Well, that doesn't really sound very reasonable at all. And the process could be finished before Christmas, which is extraordinary given that the euthanasia bill submissions were heard, oral submissions were heard all around the country for about 16 months. So I really am a bit concerned about the rush. But anyway, getting back to the pilgrimage, so we thought, what is probably the hardest thing we could possibly organise in a few weeks? And what we decided was a pilgrimage from both ends of the country to meet in Wellington. And so we approached 60 parishes, and every one of them said yes. And it was quite extraordinary. A lot of priests, when we rang them, said that they were very, very happy because they'd been thinking with their parishioners, what on earth could they do? They needed to do something. And so when they heard about the pilgrimage, they were very, very happy to welcome the pilgrims into their parish. And we have thanked everybody. That was quite a massive job because there was probably nearly 70 thank you letters that had to go out all over the country. And we're getting back the thank you letters, and every one of them has said that it was such a privilege. They were just so pleased to be able to do something, and it was their way of supporting the unborn. So a tremendous exercise. We also heard many people saying that they were very, very grateful because it was something that they could do, like a tangible thing, you know, attend extra masses, especially for the unborn, and also to pray special rosaries. So not just writing submissions, but this was something that they could do. So we were able to meet incredible people up and down the country who really did understand that New Zealand is at a crossroad. And, you know, how on earth did we get to this point? I mean, if you asked people even 20 years ago, would you agree that we should end the life of preborn children up to 40 weeks? Well, people would probably ask, are you mad? If you asked 40 years ago, you probably would be locked up in jail. So how on earth have we really got to this point? Now, if I had my way and if I was allowed to speak, I did ask, but one of the recommendations you had to put at the bottom, what do you recommend? And I put to put this bill aside. Well, clearly, I'm not going to be asked to speak. But I would have just stood there for my few minutes and just gazed from person to person. And five of the seven on the Select Committee voted for the bill, and I would probably just look at them, you know, for 10 seconds or more, and then if they asked me to speak, I would say, well, look, I'm just trying to comprehend what on earth has happened in the heart and soul of men and women where they think that this is actually acceptable. because it's not. There were many, many funny stories along the way. One particular one, one of the men who went all the way down from Picton, all the way down to Kaikoura, to pick up the Sacred Heart statue, he rang me, and I was driving at the time, so I just ignored the phone call. And a minute later, he rang me again. I ignored the phone call. And a minute later, he rang again. So I thought, okay, somebody really wants to get me. And I found a place to pull over and rang. And he said, I'm in Kaikoura. I'm in a hurry. I need to get back. So which Sacred Heart statue is it? And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Which? He said, well, there are three. Right, that stumped me for a second. I said, well, it should be in a trunk with handles. So you could hear him sort of stomping around a little bit. Oh yeah, yes, I found it. Open the box, yes, here's the statue. Oops, I better go and get the statue of Sacred Heart that I put in the car. I did think it was a little bit big. So, you know, he obviously got the wrong statue and put it in the car. So we had some wonderful experiences. Certainly, as someone who is on the phone and receives the calls from women who are pregnant and worried, I have definitely come to the conclusion that when a woman in this situation, all she really wants to hear is one person. Now, whether that's the father of the child or her own mother, and of course many of them never even know, or a very best friend, say to her, you can do this and I will be there for you. Now, when we were on our travels, a woman came up to me and said, Claire, you're so right. I never heard that. And that really just about broke my heart because, you know, clearly if she had heard that, she'd have a different choice. And we also do hear of women who have said to us, if only they had found out about us earlier, they might have made another decision. So it's quite heartbreaking to hear. So we, all the way around the country, of course, we were praying, but we had a priest with us, Father Polowski, and he celebrated, or offered, I should say, seven special Pilgrimage for Life masses. And he said, we need a miracle. He said, because this is an agenda and it will go through without divine intervention. But of course, God needs to see that we have done everything first to help ourselves. So we need rosaries, we need to fast, we need to offer sacrifice, and we need to make reparation. But we can do this, and we need to pray that the hearts and minds of the people in Parliament who voted for this bill may change their mind. I mean, wouldn't that be fantastic? Because really, how are they able to make these moral choices for the nation? They really should have nothing to do with the morality of the nation. That's not up to them, and they shouldn't be making those decisions. So anyway, it was a fantastic thing. We had a great article in last week's issue of New Zealand Catholic. It was a really good article about the whole pilgrimage, and there were some lovely photographs. One of them was actually of my brother-in-law, Rihari Takuira, who welcomed us at St. Peter's Church in Pangaru. So I just submitted lots and lots of photographs, and they chose that photograph. So that was really quite lovely to see. And certainly we were royally treated and welcomed throughout the whole of the north. It was a highlight of our trip. In fact, one particular memory is of 18 people on the hillside at Omanaya. Now, there's a special statue there, and it's called Our Lady of the Highway. And it's made from melted down armaments of World War I, so it's incredibly heavy. And it's way up on the hill, and it's just under a little portico. And so we had our beautiful statue of Our Lady standing right beside this statue. And so 18 people were there praying. And it was a great witness because there were about 8 cars parked around on the bottom of the highway. And many, many cars went past as we were praying the rosary. And to look up and see this sight would have, provoked a lot of thought in them. So certainly for me it was one of the highlights. Okay, we have gone past 3 o'clock and this is Divine Mercy Hour. And this is a wonderful prayer, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, to be said particularly when a person is nearing death. And our Lord promised that if this is said for that person, that he promises to stand between them and the just God as a merciful Saviour. Now, when my own mother passed away, I think we probably prayed this prayer 5 times on the day that she died. And I know that she knew the prayer. She would pray it often. And it gave her great peace. So if you have any worries and you need some help, you can always cry out to God's mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the 3rd day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, there's a great organisation in Auckland, or based in Auckland, but you can ring them and get help from all over the country, Family Life International, and they have a pregnancy centre, Gianna's Choice Pregnancy Support. The number is 0274 488 070, and you'll get a friendly, caring voice on the end of the phone, and they'll be more than happy to for you to come into the clinic. They give their services free pregnancy tests, And there's lots of practical help they can give, as well as things like clothes and blankets and bassinets, capsules and all sorts of things. So if you're pregnant and worried, please give them a call. 0274 488 070. So something else that we're going to be doing, well, two things actually, on the 7th of December this year, there will be the annual March for Life in Wellington. Now, this is the third March for Life, and it is going from strength to strength. Family Life International actually started it in 2017, and there are about 600 people in Wellington, and they marched through the streets to Parliament. Last year, you had other groups joining in. You had Family First, Voice for Life, Focus on the Family, and other pro-life groups. And there were 1,500 people who marched through the streets to Wellington. It was a very festive affair, singing all the way. It was just quite phenomenal. So this year is going to be even better. So if you can mark the date, the 7th of December, make sure you're in Wellington and be ready for that. There's going to be a mass the night before, and CARP is actually going to offer that mass, so that'll be a great mass to attend as well. So if you're out there, you don't have to be Catholic, because this is for everybody. People of goodwill, get down to Wellington and make sure you're part of that march. Make your feet count, make your voice count. And at the same time, there is going to be a national rosary. It's a coast-to-coast rosary. That's because we're an island nation. And we did one last year at exactly the same time that the march was in progress. So the march starts at 2, but the rosary was at 3 while people were marching. So we only had 8 weeks to organise last year. But in those 8 weeks, we managed to get 75 official and probably half as many groups again sign up to pray the rosary at 3 p.m. And that was the 8th of December, Saturday. So this is Saturday, the 7th of December. So we're going to start sending out our advertising to the different parishes all around New Zealand. So please expect to see one of our posters shortly up on the notice board in your parish. Now, as I said, you don't actually have to be Catholic to pray the rosary even. In fact, there's a very funny story. Mother Angelica in EWTN, her nuns every night used to pray the rosary, and a minister rang Mother and said, "What is that you do, those 53 things that you do every night?" And so her mother explained to the minister what it was, and he rang back and said, "Mother, my whole congregation is now praying the rosary." So you don't have to be Catholic to pray the rosary. So expect to hear more about that. I certainly will be talking about it every week right up until just before the 7th. Okay, so keep tuned for that. Well, I don't know where the time goes, but it goes very, very fast on this program. Now make sure you tune in next week and hear more about what's happening in the Catholic world.
As long with a many winding tongue that leads us to who knows where. Heaven, he's my brother.